part don't you want to record? Craig, stop listening. Go ahead, Farmer. He's not listening. He's not recording.
I see that you hit record. Hi, everybody. This is Farmer, and welcome to this week's Navcast.
What do you mean I hit record? Craig hits record. Craig is the audio engineer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm just the talent.
My apologies. Apologies, Craig. I don't.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. But yeah, what's up, everybody? Farm, how you doing? D, how you doing? This is the first episode. So just to get out of the way, because we do need to acknowledge it. Last week, we talked about that episode would come out after the next president of the United States was decided. And at a Navcast, I just want to inform everybody that instead of electing the first female president or the first half Asian president, the second black president, we as a nation went with Trump round two. Ding, 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 ding. D, are you ready to start winning?
We'll see.
I think it's just interesting how you phrase that, and that's all I'm gonna say.
You ready to start winning?
Let's go.
I really love doing like a really long intro for the first thing and then the second one being short, right? So yeah, I love it's like this, huh? Or are we just gonna do freaking round two, you know?
Yeah,
but it was a pretty it's been a really crazy week for everybody. And to help get your mind off it, let's talk about what's up with everybody. What games are you playing? How are things going? I'm still playing the very new, very small indie game, World of Warcraft. I am working on leveling up my druid.
How's it developed with that game? You know, they're still in alpha, right? They're still, you know.
You know, they just hit retail. And if everyone listening wants to go help them out and buy the game, that would be a huge. You know, I bought that,
that way
Prince
they can make
Persia
it to 1 billion players or something like that.
You know that the new Prince of Persia game, like 4 billion side scroller.
Oh, yeah, 4 billion. Forgot.
The side scroller game. I bought that and I was super pumped to play it. I have not played like any other games except World of Warcraft for weeks now.
Yeah, we also haven't played For Honor.
Yeah, we haven't played For Honor either. Yeah, I've also been playing the new game For Honor, the brand new, the brand new game. But between that, you know, one thing that is interesting, I haven't been playing it. Are you guys aware of there's a game out there called Monster Hunter Stories? You familiar with this game?
I'm aware of it, but that's it. You know, I haven't touched it. I haven't played it, but that's not really surprising for me right now.
My son and I got really into Monster Hunter, Monster Hunter Rise together. And he did really well on one of his tests, and so we went out to buy him a game, and he settled on Monster Hunter Stories. And it's set in the Monster Hunter universe, but it's kind of cool, because it's almost like Monster Hunter meets Pokemon, is how my son describes it. Of, like, you know, there are encounters and battles, and it's a more, like, JRPG fighting system and such. And he's been playing the crap out of that game and loving it.
Is that turn-based?
It is turn-based.
Okay.
It's turn-based.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But that's what he's been... I mean, and he's been into it. Like, he is always playing that game. He really loves it. Luckily, there is a Monster Hunter Stories 2 already out. I don't know about 3, like, if it's in development or what, but it's... that's what's been going on in my house, World of Warcraft and Monster Hunter. What's up with you guys?
I think all we can say is, wow. David, what about you? What have you been into?
I haven't played really anything. Played Baldur's Gate 3 with you guys yesterday. That was
oh my god.
What quite a literally. Good time. Can we just say, what a good time. Jeez. And I just want to point out that David and I did not start the mayhem last night.
It I don't
was
know
none other than our good friend, Johnny the Man Bailey.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was preemptively striking what I knew was going to be a bad situation.
David
was watching that, and he was like, I can talk them out of this.
I think I could have.
Man, brutal. Brutal. And then we, like, the amount of explosions, it was insane. Insane.
Such a
There were some definitely amazing moments and crazy moments last night.
I've never played Baldur's Gate like that. It's kind of crazy.
That's how you say it every week when we play, you know. It's like,
I know
I'd never play like that. I don't know what happens when the three of us get together. We just go
pain man.
We just go crazy. I don't know. It's like we feed off of each other, and I guess it's not in a good way, apparently.
I love,
but in a very entertaining way. So
very, you know, true. Very true.
That's yeah. true. That's valid. I love that we were like, we're going to stay together, and we like did not stay together very much at all. We're immediately just like going our own ways. But the one of the things we didn't talk about last week, so Farmer, last week you were gone. You know, I'm just bringing, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
just bring that up. David and I spent the whole episode talking about Brandon Sanderson. What did you end up titling the episode, D? Like the Cosmerology or something like that?
Yeah, the Cosmerology. Yeah.
I was hoping he was going to call the episode Brando Sando.
I almost did. After your text, yeah. I almost did. Yeah.
Yeah, Brando Sando. But one of the things I didn't talk about last week that I actually wanted to touch on and like just straight up forgot was, did you guys see that Nintendo has dropped a music streaming service?
I saw... hear tell of something like that, but I didn't really look into it last week.
Do you have a Nintendo Online Farm? Do you pay for that?
Yeah, I usually do once a year. Yeah. I have it on a 12-month resubscription.
Me too. And it's super, I mean, it's like $40 a month.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A month, sorry, a year. $40 a yeah. year, which is super cheap. Like, honestly, to me, that's the sweet spot. And I know that that doesn't end up being a lot of money, but you remember Xbox Live, right? Xbox Live was that way. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wasn't Xbox Live $50 a year or something like that?
Yeah, it was $50
but
a year.
It's yep. like you got to hit right in that zone that it's not nothing, but it's some. It's but it isn't a big deal, right? $40 right. a year for the whole family to play Nintendo Switch Online. That is how Nintendo Switch is still getting an annual subscription from me, and Xbox is not. For real, like real talk, right?
Yeah.
That being said, they put out this app called Nintendo Music. It's on Android and iOS. And to be honest, I don't fully get it because basically they don't have like the they don't put out their soundtracks really on streaming services like Spotify and stuff. And instead of just putting their soundtracks out, they made a whole app. And you can listen. They don't have every soundtrack on it. They have a lot of them, though.
Oh, so it's like it's pretty much Nintendo soundtracks exclusive. Then what we're what
no
we're
exactly.
About.
It's exclusively Nintendo soundtracks. But then also, there's this super interesting thing. Let me see if I can pull it up. Oh my gosh, here it is, right here. They for some of the tracks. So like they have Breath of the Wild on here, mm-hmm. and for some of the tracks like that are set to cutscenes, you can't do this. But if it's like an open world track, you can so the track I'm looking at, the Great Plateau from Breath of the Wild, the opening track of like the first area, it's 2 minutes and 21 seconds. They have a thing on here, you can extend that to 15 minutes, 30 minutes or an hour, and it just plays the track on loop like you're in the game.
Oh.
Someone at Nintendo saw those like lo-fi, like Zelda lo-fi beats to chill to, and they were like, "We got this." You know, it's super interesting, and they have like themed playlists of like rainy day, you know, good night. They have them based on character playlists and stuff. It is, and they have like mood ones as well, and it is limited. Like I said, they don't have everything on here. All of the games based on release, they have like the original Super Mario Brothers, but I'm sure they'll just be adding stuff. But it's here's the wild part. It's free. They built this whole app. They built this whole system and they are just giving it to everyone who has Nintendo Online.
Well, yeah, but you do have to have Nintendo Online. So, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of a price.
Right. I mean, there's a little bit of a price, but I guess it's interesting because like they could have been like, it's Nintendo Online members and you have to pay an extra $5 a year. You know what I mean? Right. They could have done something like that and just upcharged. But no, it's just, I guess you could say they're adding value to Nintendo Online. Maybe they see it that way. But it's a weirdly consumer-friendly move that they were just like, oh, yeah, hey, guess what? That would be like if Zune Music came back and they were like, oh, guess what? It's just like a part of Game Pass.
It's a package deal, and you just get it. Or if they did that with Spotify, since Microsoft owns Spotify, if they just said, "Hey, you got Xbox, you get Spotify free." David's playing it.
Does Microsoft own Spotify? Actually. What?
Microsoft does own Spotify, as far as I know.
Do they? Really? I did not know this.
What?
Don't they?
I don't think so.
Microsoft nearly bought Spotify, but they did not.
Hmm.
Okay.
They didn't do it. Whoa. Freaked me out, Farm. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
what?
Seriously. Yeah.
I thought for sure that Windows or Microsoft or somebody like at least had stock in it. I don't know. Okay, well, I guess I'm wrong there.
Hold on. I'm looking at the top Spotify shareholders. We got... Don't you love it when websites just suck? This website is more ads than it is websites.
Yeah.
And, websites are terrible about that now. Yeah.
What is going... Oh, my God. This is worse
website. Yeah,
than the, OG website date. Like, you know, early website stuff.
It's getting bad where everything's cluttered again, you know? Like, everything
it looks
used
like
to
most
be
of
nice,
the
then...
most of the shareholders, the biggest shareholders, are investment banks, which makes sense.
But this new music platform, the app, I would totally recommend it. Farm downloading the app just to look at it. The app is super clean. It runs like a dream. They have some newer games on here, like Pikmin 4 and Super Mario Wonder, like in Pokemon, you know, stuff, Animal Crossing. But they don't have Tears of the Kingdom. I find that super interesting. But it goes all the way back to, they have, Metroid Prime. They have, the actual, Ocarina of Time original soundtrack on here that you can listen to.
That was Donkey Kong Country I played earlier.
Kong Country, yeah. And I think it's really cool that they let you, extend the tracks. So it's, organically, it just does it, just like it does in the games. I almost wonder, I was talking with, so I recently started associating and chatting with a label run by a chill lo-fi producer. It's called Humble Beats. And I was kind of drawn to it because of an Avsir, right? This label
Humble
is
Ambassadors, Humble Beats. Yeah.
Humble Beats, right?
Yeah.
And they do a bunch of Nintendo covers. So I was asking them, how do they feel about it? The different producers in there. And they're not freaking out, but they're definitely paying attention, right? They're is Nintendo going to lawyer up? You know, we have licenses for these covers. Are they trying to move in on this market that we're doing kind of a deal? But an interesting theory that one of the guys, Lo-Fi Cody, suggested was he thought that maybe they'll be collecting data just to see which soundtracks are popular and whether or not they use that data in figuring out interest for new games or figuring out the style of soundtrack or something. He thinks it's that move of it's them putting their music out and collecting, being able to see what people are interested in.
Yeah, the trends, what people really style wise in their games.
Yeah, but it's...
That makes sense.
It's super interesting, but it's the most Nintendo move ever, right?
Well, you know what else they're doing? You know what else they're doing in tandem kind of with this? Have you guys at all, I think I mentioned it yesterday a little bit, but have you guys played the new Pokemon TCG game?
I have not. I'm not even downloaded it.
Oh, the pocket game or whatever?
Dude, it honestly, Travis was streaming it, and that's what I was kind of saying earlier. I wish he could have been here to kind of go over, because he's kind of the mastermind when it comes to this. But he got me into it, and I'm telling you right now, it's really good, really fun, and I'm 260 cards in for free. No, I'm no money has been spent on this game, just time, and it's great. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You don't have to spend a lot of time. You just a little bit every day, and it gets that whole trading card nostalgic side of me back. You know, back in the Lord of the Rings and Pokemon Day and all that sort of stuff when I used to do it. Man, this is amazing. It's a lot of fun. The battles so far have been really fun. Watching him stream it has been fun. Like, I totally recommend it. And this, I think they're kind of doing the same thing with this, honestly. Like, this is kind of a brilliant move. Like, you can really, they can really make some money because of, you know, the people wanting to, you know, buy gold and all that, you know, the subscription, the normal subscription thing. But you don't have to. You can get into this game, and if you're a Pokemon fan, just have fun with it.
It's interesting because I feel like, since I've been playing World of Warcraft, one of the things that I've been interested in getting back into is Hearthstone. Did you ever play Hearthstone, like World of Warcraft's trading card game?
Back in the day, I did.
Never did.
And I got out of it because it got to a point. So I was playing it at the very beginning and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, it gets to a point that, like, people, it felt pay to win, right? Yeah. The people who were loading tons of money into it, they were just demolishing you, you know, demolishing me, like putting in the time and getting the car and like doing the freeway. And so I ended up stopping just because I couldn't take it anymore. Right. I was just like, I don't want to just like load in and just get wrecked every single time.
But I can see that.
If this Pokemon game just came out, now's the time to get into it, right? Because it's before that kind of stuff's happening.
Yeah, and the way that they're doing it, it's kind of like regular game, regular TCG. Like, the percentage and everything is very true to your packs. Like, each one is like a booster pack, and you got a random chance to get a certain card. And obviously, the more you get, the more chance you have. And if you, of course, if you buy, you're going to get more cards. That's just how it goes. But they're going to introduce trading before too long, which is amazing. They're also, they have this thing where you can like trade kind of with other people in the community, like just like swap stuff. Like say somebody opened a pack, and if you want something out of that same pack, like you don't take their card, but because they open a pack, you get to see what they open, and you get a chance at getting one of those cards, which is really cool. And they also have these special events, so I think might be tapering off that whole thing that, you know, buying, pay to win sort of thing.
Right.
Because if you participate in the special events, you have to have other things called, like, tickets, and you have to, you have to play. You have to actually do the time. And so that could help maybe mitigate that whole thing.
But also Nintendo has a lot of money, so like maybe they won't, you know, go crazy about that. I don't know, crazy. I'm looking at the app right now. It's got a lot of good reviews. I kind of want to download
it. It's really good.
And I don't want to.
I'm no Pokemon main by any means. You know, I never have been, but this is fun. This is good. I totally recommend it.
I just bought Johnny right now. Two packs of Pokemon cards at like a convenience store here. We stopped at a convenience store to get a little snack on our way to the dump this morning, and they had Pokemon cards. They usually don't. So Chiho works at a convenience store, and when they have Pokemon cards, she works overnights. People call, like, they start selling the Pokemon cards at what, like 7 a.m. or something. People call at like 2 a.m. and they're like, "Are you guys gonna have Pokemon cards there tomorrow?"
Really?
And they line up. It's wild, dude. It's like, dude, it's like people are lining up outside of a convenience store for Pokemon cards, and they have to limit, like, you can only buy so many.
That's, or whatever. That's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm actually very surprised by it. But that sounds awesome, though. I'm glad you're having fun. I know that I keep talking about World of Warcraft, but I would not be playing it if I was not playing it on my Steam Deck. I can't imagine. It's so crazy because I'm like the only person I know who's playing it like that, but I can't imagine having to sit at my desk and play the game versus like walking around my house, going from the kitchen to the living room, you know what I mean? And just kind of playing a bit here and there. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I see the appeal of mobile games. I see the appeal of the mobile game.
I think back to a question we had in an earlier episode where like none of us were playing on our phone. I am now. am now.
They got
him. I'm in. They got me. They got me. But it's been a while.
If you're having fun,
it's been a while.
If you're having fun, then that's what matters, in my opinion. How's your battery? Mm-hmm. How's your battery life?
This is how my battery life is right here.
Oh yeah, you gotta play.
Oh, no.
Yeah. it's the visual bit. Farmer just held up that his phone's charging.
It's like it's having to stay in the charger to play.
Yeah. I am currently charging my watch and my phone right now because I left a little early this morning to go to the dump and I did not have a chance to. That, I know they make them. So does Farmer, you're on Android.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have like the equivalent of like MagSafe?
Yeah, yeah, like a safe folder or whatnot.
Oh, no, 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 no. MagSafe is that the phone magnetically attaches to stuff. So, like, my phone is magnetically attached to this charger right now.
Oh, there are some other phones that do that. Mine doesn't. Yeah, they don't do that with my phone anyways.
I know, I've not looked into this at all. I'm going to Google it, I bet, after the episode and see that it's a thing. But it's like, is there a MagSafe battery pack that you can just like put on the back of your phone and it magnetizes on there and it just automatically wirelessly charges that bad boy? Because that would be
great. There's got to be, right? There has to
be. Sounds like it should be a thing.
Yeah.
I recently just bought this this pad that has these little stands in it. And it has space to charge 10 things. Granted, the charging isn't like super fast charging, but it's enough for like all of our iPhones and our like iPads and stuff to sit in there and you just plug them in and charge them. It's wonderful. We have a charging station in our house. It's fantastic. Dream come true.
For those who are running out of power. Yes.
Well, for the, yeah. Or just, you know, I mean, Farm, think about it. Like you got 3 kids, right? Like it's, you know, devices, man, charging devices and finding a space to charge devices. It's
they're
just
at
so
the
annoying.
Age where they don't have to worry about that right now. So,
well, for us, we've got 3 cell phones, 4 tablets, and 2 switches and my Steam Deck. Those are the things that need to be charged.
See, I keep everything in my electronic hub here in my office, and they don't really have to worry about it. I charge it all.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
As long as they put the switch back, we're good. But they tend to leave it laying around. I'm like, I have literally no idea where it is right now. I'm like, I don't know where it's at. And I doubt it's charged.
But my son has an Apple Watch because I don't want to get him a cell phone, but I want to be able to call him. And that one's not hard to charge. You know, it's just, we just got a charger for him for that. But he'll need a cell phone one day. I don't know when that day will be.
Sooner than later, right?